This is WLVR News. Pennsylvania is one of only three states where voters choose judges through elections. And in case you think your vote doesn't matter, the high courts here in Pennsylvania have been a big player in recent attempts to overturn the state's election results or invalidate ballots that could have impacted the presidential election. But as WLVR's Genesis Ortega reports, there are some who say that a new bill in the General Assembly would change the way judges are elected and subject the judiciary to partisan control.
A House bill in Pennsylvania is stirring up a lot of partisan discussion, and it affects an area of government that should be nonpartisan. Chris Borick is a political scientist at Muhlenberg College. He says, in essence, the proposed legislation will change the way voters elect judges.
The important thing to note, the Superior Court and the Commonwealth Court, which are those intermediate levels, and then the Supreme Court, which is the top level, are all elected through statewide elections.
The proposed bill creates judicial districts divided throughout the state based on the number of seats in the Superior Court, Commonwealth Court, and the Supreme Court, essentially creating three new maps and 31 new districts. And while on the surface, this would seem to make elections consistent with the way other lawmakers are elected, it's actually more complicated than that. The bill has pinned some conservative Republicans who support the measure against most, if not all, Democrats who oppose the bill. Republican Representative Russ Diamond says he introduced the bill to solve a problem.
The problem in Pennsylvania is that our appellate courts, the Commonwealth Court, the Superior Court, and the Supreme Court have been utterly dominated by candidates from two particular counties in Pennsylvania.
Those would be Allegheny County, which includes Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia County. The two cities are overwhelmingly Democratic.
Republicans have struggled largely in judicial elections in the state now for much of the last decade, and the courts have become more Democratic. And I think that's the driving force behind the interest among Republican leadership.
Opponents argue that even so, the judges in the high courts have a responsibility to serve all Pennsylvanians, not just those from their county or party affiliation. The courts fall under the judicial branch of government, with judges who are responsible for interpreting and applying laws. The state constitution provides for a separation of powers, or three separate branches of government, so that no one branch has too much control. Carol Cunningham is a chair for Fair Districts PA, which has launched a statewide campaign to oppose the measure.
The bill would subject appellate courts to undue influence, undermine checks and balances, emphasize a judge's location over the judge's qualifications, and here's the piece that is really troubling to us. It allows legislative leaders to gerrymander judicial districts.
In order for the bill to pass, the legislature would have to change the state constitution. No easy feat, because that would require approval in two consecutive legislative sessions in both the House and the Senate, after which it goes on the ballot for voters to decide. But putting voters in control of such a decision is exactly what Fair Districts PA is fighting against.
Most bills that go to voter referendum win. I know that there will be a big fight to educate voters about this. But in reality, the numbers say that bills that go to referendum win.
Borick says the vote would have what he calls incredible ramifications.
That's what I would tell folks to think about. You know, we just saw during the last election the critical role that the judiciary plays in deciding if, for example, the electoral process was fair and just. So courts have an enormous impact on other aspects of life.
This discussion will play out more intensely in the coming weeks. If both the House and Senate chambers pass the bill by February 18th, it will be in front of voters to decide on the May 18th primaries. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.